Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Smashy Business Show, to another episode of Smashy Business Show. Happy Monday. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I am your host, Hindal Dah, along with...
Abdul Majid Awan.
Abdul Majid, how was your weekend?
It was great. I went to a water park, enjoyed the water in such bad heat, but it was good.
Speaking of the weather, so the UAE recorded a 3.0 magnitude yesterday off the near the coast of Dibba, but the NMC said that it didn't have any effect on the UAE or any UAE residents, so that's good news. But yeah, there was an earthquake that happened yesterday.
So it was 3.0, thankfully very negligible amount, because we were talking about that if you live on the 50th floor and you have a like 5 or 6 earthquake, it's very difficult to come down 50 stairs, 50
trouble.
Flights of stairs. It's a big headache. And if the lifts don't work, you have to go up again as well. So it'll take you a whole day to just come down and go up.
You live on the fourth floor,
Yeah, thankfully I live on the fourth floor, so I can always run down and come up. It'll be good cardio for me.
In other weather-related news, Oman expects heavy rainfall starting Monday today, and will continue on till Wednesday. And same goes with some areas in the UAE. In fact, yesterday I felt some rain in Sharjah, which only lasted for a few seconds. But
Even today it's very overcast in Dubai. I don't know. It's like some places have sun, some places have overcast conditions. But hopefully if it rains, it won't rain like the last time. The last time was very scary because I remember it... The thunderstorm came in Oman and then eventually it moved here. So hopefully this time it won't be that bad. This time
it won't be disruptive, hopefully.
Yeah, it won't be disruptive because I remember people were complaining on social media, on LinkedIn especially, that they're being called to office even in such bad conditions. And when the whole transport infrastructure was down, the government was constantly telling private companies to not tell their employees to come to office. But you can't say anything. They were still forcing a lot of people. So I hope this time around, to be honest, Dubai, and especially UAE, they have good systems in place.
I think they're better prepared for a situation
so
like that.
They've seen that the last time these things happened. This time they'll be ready for it. So hopefully nothing will be a problem.
Hopefully.
Enjoy the rain.
Yes. So another small chit-chat for us we have today is...
Team Future Gadget Lab from Kuwait has won the first position, and Team Beyond Limits from the UAE has won the second position, respectively, in the regional semifinal of the fourth annual Tech for Good competition that was held in Tashkent. So it's a good sign. It was a regional final, so Middle East companies were participating in it. And so a Kuwait startup winning.
Yes.
We always talk about UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, but a Kuwait startup winning, it's a good sign.
Yeah, so the competition, Tech for Good, is a competition that is based on using technology to improve the lives of others. And the teams that were recognized by the judges used technology to help stroke patients that have limited hand mobility, so they can't move their hand too much. So it's very... very good news to see that a team from Kuwait were the pioneers in this competition.
The good thing is the fresh minds, the young minds, the people who are just out of university or in their final year of the university, they're coming up with these ideas. They're fresh ideas, new ideas. They have a market, and obviously they see things around it. All it's always something you see and you be like, oh, this can be, we can make something around it. This can be a solution, a service or a product that we can make for people. And Tech for Good means you will only make a project which helps people. So yeah, it's a good news coming out of the region, and especially Kuwait winning the first position.
And UAE coming in second.
Yeah, but soon the finals will happen and we'll always tell you who won like the maximum best prize.
So that's the end of our chit-chat. Let's move on to our main stories today. Dubai court recognizes cryptocurrency, Fawry to launch in Saudi Arabia, and Rasal secures $9 million in funding. So Dubai court has recognized cryptocurrency as a legal way to provide salary. This came about because of a case that involved a company that was ordered to pay an employee in both dirhams and Ecowatt tokens, which is a kind of cryptocurrency. as per the employer contract. And this is the first ever legal ruling in Dubai that enforces salary payments in cryptocurrency as a legitimate form of salary.
So it's very important. I agree with Hind on this, that first time ever it has happened that a salary payment has been done in a cryptocurrency, EcoWalk tokens. So basically, the guy went to the court, said they haven't paid me for 6 months. The court said, okay, pay him the 6 months salary in dirhams. But in the contract, it also said that the person will get EcoWatt tokens from the company. The person won the case and the company were forced to pay, like ordered to pay him the EcoWatt tokens that he was owed. This sets a precedent for the future cases. Now, if you have a point or a notion in your contract that you will get some Bitcoin, Ethereum, or any kind of cryptocurrency, you can always claim it. And it's a good sign. It shows that UAE is very in front of the cryptocurrency race, and they want to make it normal as soon as possible.
Yes. And do you think that this could potentially make other sectors, like maybe real estate, to be able to accept cryptocurrency as their legal form of payment?
See, a lot of countries in the world, the smaller ones, not the bigger ones, the bigger ones are still figuring it out, how to go about making regulations for cryptocurrency. But what I've seen is that smaller nations are trying to make it a very common thing. I was reading about this one country, it's Micronesia or something. I forgot the name completely, but they have a whole crypto system in the government now.
Wow.
So I guess it's Estonia or something. I'll remember the name. Give me 5 minutes. But they have brought blockchain, the whole system on which the cryptocurrency is run, blockchains. They've introduced it into government matters as well. So the government systems are run on that. And eventually the banks are taking cryptocurrencies. You can go and buy a pizza with your cryptocurrency. So that's a good sign that some countries have done it. And UAE is now doing, a big country, now jumping in and trying to make cryptocurrencies normal.
Yeah.
And again, retail, property, anything. We have already seen some transactions happen, but soon this trend will grow and
yes,
everything nearly will be in crypto.
So we
should start investing in crypto.
Maybe.
I guess we should start converting.
Yes. It could be a more widely acceptable form of payment.
The good part is that this happened for the first time legally. So in 2023, there was a similar case which happened, but the court didn't allow the cryptocurrency payment. They only allowed the dirham payment. So they didn't want to set a precedent then, but fast forward 1 year, they've set a precedent now. And you can always ask the Web3 companies that are mostly moving to the UAE, they're putting in the contracts that, oh, apart from the salary, we'll give you this amount of some token or some coin. So that's a good sign. The Web3 companies are developing their contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So most probably the conventional companies will soon start doing this also. But if only they have invested in those tokens,
yes,
and they have them.
Yes.
So let's see. Hopefully. Good science. Mm-hmm. Very good science.
Let's move on to our second story. Fawry is to be launched in Saudi Arabia by the end of this year. So Fawry, which is Egypt's largest e-payment service provider, is preparing to expand into Saudi Arabia by the end of this year. Now, they previously were planning to expand in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait by the end of 2020. But as we know, COVID-19 happened and that was not possible. However, their efforts are underway this year and they're finalizing agreements with Saudi partners and they're in discussions with Saudi Payments, which is a subsidiary of the Saudi Central Bank, to secure necessary licenses and certifications to make this possible.
So Fawry expanding from Egypt and going to other countries in the Middle East is a very good sign again for the growth of e-payment solutions. We also talked about Friday that we usually use our phone or just tap our cards. So e-payments they have already become the next big thing. So this big company moving from Egypt and now expanding is a good sign for everyone.
Yes.
Always, whenever a business moves out of one country and goes into another country, it garners competition. And competition is always good for the consumer because they have better and better options for everything. So this is a good sign, and it matters because it's the biggest e-payment solution in Egypt. Mm-hmm. So I remember we also talked about that the startup investment in the MENA region was nearly three out of the 355 million that the startups got in funding, 175 nearly came from Egypt.
Yes.
So Egypt is showing very good signs of growth in terms mm-hmm. of everything, startup investment.
The giants are Egypt, UAE, and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
and
but
really
not in that order.
Efforts.
Some say Saudi Arabia, order, UAE, but, Egypt. But Egypt is catching up.
Yes.
That's a good sign that another country in startups and businesses, everything, they're catching up to UAE and Saudi Arabia. We saw Kuwait's startup winning mm-hmm. this competition. So every country, it's a very healthy race for mm-hmm. all these countries in the Middle East.
Also, last week, we talked about Oman accepting Samsung Pay.
So, everything happening in this region is happening for the good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good time to come here and invest your money and make
That's
a business.
True.
So this, lastly, we have Risal has secured $9 million in funding to expand their leadership in alternative payment solutions. Basically, Risal is a gift card, what I understood from mm-hmm. it, that it is a stored value solution. So you can buy a 500 dirham, 400 in gift card, and then you can use it to buy stuff from different places. Eventually, you get some discounts mm-hmm. as well. So
like
this
Al-Shaya card, basically.
Yeah, Al-Shaya
the UAE
card.
Equivalent.
But this Risal card is very big in Saudi Arabia, so it's a Saudi product. So they have gotten $9 million. The funding was supported by the existing investors, which are Diraya Financial and VentureSoup. And some new backers also came, Nomad Holding and Bakshan Investment Company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see that already people who have invested in the Risal, they're putting more money into it.
Yes.
So they see the growth, they see the traction mm-hmm. in the startup. And new companies joining in, it's
they see
always
the
a good sign.
Yeah, they see they have strong confidence in Risal's vision and their market leadership in this rapidly evolving alternative payment solutions space. And this new capital will enable Risal to scale its operations, invest in innovation, and strengthen its market position. So even though it's already a leading sort of gift card company, it will continue to expand.
I've seen a lot of these things pop up in the recent past. Risal is one example. I have one example from Pakistan. It's called Savior, mm-hmm. and they have a plan like this, but it's like 50-50. They have a gift card, but mostly they focus on giving discounts at eateries and shopping places. So this idea, this concept of having one card and just going and tapping it and getting 20% discount on stuff, it's growing a lot.
I think it's
so
convenient.
So it can be the next big idea for some people.
Mm-hmm. It's very convenient for customers to just have a card to use. Even nowadays, you don't even need to hold the physical card. It's just all stored in your iPhone or your device.
I guess we already know about entertainer in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
We know about all the things that we have in the UAE. So discounts, always good for the consumer. You're getting something in 400 dirhams, which costs you 600 dirham normally. So good startup idea, and most probably it'll grow and move. This will also mm-hmm. move out of Saudi Arabia and into the whole region. So this is all we have for you today. There's a lot of other startups that have gotten a lot of money from a lot of investors. We talked about, there's the one I remember is Uzi. They also got funding in the last round. There's Meal Planet. So you can always follow us on social media. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. You can follow, you can listen to this whole podcast if you're just joining. So you can listen to all of it again on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can find us everywhere. And just type Smashy Business and you'll find us. And you can always follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see all the startup news, all the technology news, all the business news that the Middle East region has to offer. Thank you very much.
Thank you
Take
so much
care.
For joining
see
us.
See you tomorrow. And hopefully it doesn't rain.